Well, the numbers are truly shocking. They're the highest annual numbers since the INMO have been taking these records of people on trolleys. And they're a damning indictment of government failure. And they're also a damning indictment of the confidence and supply deal between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael that is proving again and again to be a bad deal for the people of Donegal.
And this, again, is another sign that the government needs to take action to address this crisis.
Absolutely. What we've had is years of cutbacks, of moratoriums on recruitment, on chronic underinvestment. And what we need to address all of these years of neglect now is investment in beds, in nurses and doctors, in Letterkenny, University Hospital, in our community hospitals across Donegal and indeed across the state. That's what's required. It's time for honesty here in relation to the decisions that face this government and future governments. And Sinn Féin are very clear where we stand. We are not saying that if you're very wealthy, you won't have your taxes cut. We're saying that we will invest what needs to be done to turn this around. We cannot continue to stand by while huge numbers of our citizens are in A&E, are under serious pressure in terms of being on trolleys. We have almost 20,000 men, women and children in Donegal and hospital waiting lists. We have huge cutbacks in our community hospitals. It has to stop, and we need the proper investment to turn this around.